today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Usually, when you go on a ghost tour with a group, you don't pick up on much activity, but sometimes you do.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost story. Of course, get access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, all ad-free, all of our advanced episodes, all of our regular episodes, all the bonus episodes, all there. Apple Podcasts on our premium channel, check that out. Or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You know, Tony, with that intro, I have done so many ghost tours over the years, and I don't think I have ever one time picked up on anything paranormal during a ghost tour. It's more like a fun night out, and they're kind of historical, and they're telling you stories, but I've never like gone any place where I was like, oh, God, get out of here. I've never, have you?
I don't think so.
They're fun to do.
They're fun to do. They're more like historical than they are anything else to me. Yeah. No, I mean, other than when we did our live show at the Crescent several years ago, and then we had one of our listeners.
That was different.
Possibly get possessed. That was a trip.
Not on a ghost tour.
Yeah. That wasn't even like, that was just like, okay, what's going on here? I was waiting for everybody to like.
Possession. Okay.
Yeah. If we're going to do it, we'd go big, right? You know, that's what we had. But no, I don't think I've really had anything, but maybe in this story.
But I love doing them. I do them like in every city I go to, I swear. I always find it fun. And like we did one last summer in Chicago where we took the meters with us, you know, they're lighting up and things. But even when they would light up and get all crazy, I never once went, oh my God, I'm feeling something around me.
Sure.
Never felt anything. So I think it's interesting for someone. Now, there was one time I went on one here in town, and I took a picture of my best friend James in a basement of this supposedly haunted building. And when we looked at the picture, there was all these orbs, but I actually think it was dust. I don't think they were orbs at all.
I've been on ghost tours where they do the whole, and if you take pictures right here, people get orbs. It's like, that's because there's a light right there, and it's called refraction.
Yeah.
It's like,
because like that's it was more of a cellar than a basement.
Yeah.
It was really dirt.
Yeah.
So there's all these people because it was a big, like, ghost stories in this one old area of town.
Yeah. I hear you on that. That's sometimes you just got to like look at what it is and kind of.
Yeah. And so if there's a whole bunch of people going in and out of a dirt cellar, yeah, there's a lot of dirt.
A lot of dust, a lot of dirt. Yeah, exactly. Well, let's hear this one. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Hi.
It's Josh. So two quick stories, actually. First one, both of them actually having to deal with ghost tours. Take it with a grain of salt if you want, but I'm a firm believer that things happened. But first one, my wife and I, we took a trip to Charleston, South Carolina, in 2014. Just a little summer getaway. We were only gone for about 3-4 days, something like that. And while we were down there, you know, I'm a huge history buff. I love history, you know, tours and museums and all that good stuff. And, of course, obviously, I also love ghosts and ghost stories. My wife booked us a ghost tour one of the nights that we were there. So after dinner one night, on the beach, her and I met up with a tour group, and we went and we walked through downtown Charleston, which is very historically prominent when it comes to spooky stuff and ghosts and all kinds of interesting tales of the macabre, I guess you could say. But the one that really kind of stuck out was that at towards the end of the tour, we were walking through a jail that used to serve as a jailhouse for pirates. Since Charleston was a major port for pirates back in the day. and they were in the bottom of the jail where basically all the prisoners, it was almost like a self-eradicating room of vermin, I guess you could say, because if it rained or if the ocean, the tide came in, it would flood the basement and drown all the prisoners. So, I mean, it just, you know, back in the day, as horrible as it may sound, less mouths to feed, less criminals to worry about. It's basically, if you're stationed in this bottom room, it was almost a death sentence because the tide would come up that high at least once or twice a month. It just all really depended on, you know, when and, you know, how, you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so we're in there and we're taking pictures. The tour guide's telling stories that she's experienced and so on and so forth, trying to catch glimpses of orbs and whatnot. And then I look down the one hallway, and it looks like an employee hallway, and there's a tall shadow of a man. It looks like he's got old pirate garb on, kind of like, you know, the 1700s, maybe even 1600s dress, standing there in the hallway, like, looking out. And I say, oh, that's creepy. And the tour guide's like, what's that? And I was like, do you guys do dress-ups or, you know, do reenactments or anything like that? And mind you, this is at probably about 10:30 at night, so it's not like they were getting ready for a show or anything. It was definitely towards the end of the night. Downtown was getting ready to come alive with tourists, like bars and restaurants and stuff like that. So she was like, no, why are you asking? I said, well, there's a guy down there. And she was like, there shouldn't be anyone down there. I'm the only one down here. I'm the only one allowed down here. There's no one else. I've already checked. So I don't know if she was acting or not. I like to think she wasn't, because when we both looked up, that person was gone. And there was a couple girls in our group that were taking selfies in that area, and we looked at their pictures, and you can clearly see how there's, in like a matter of seconds, a silhouette of a man standing there, and then the next, he's gone. So, pretty spooky stuff. Anyway, yeah, the last one I was telling you about was the tour in the pirate jail in Charleston, South Carolina. But this next one is one of my favorites. So I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and we have a hospital, old abandoned hospital here, for tuberculosis patients called Waverly. You may have heard of it. I know it's been on TV and like, ghost hunting shows and stuff like that before. But, very spooky stuff. A lot of people have unfortunately passed away there, and, just a lot of dark history tied to the place. They do tours now, and every Halloween season, me and friends usually try to get out and do at least one or two during that season. So it's definitely one of my favorite things I like to talk about to, you know, tourists around the town as they come in the area. But anyway, so last Halloween, myself and several friends went on this tour, and I believe it's four stories, and on each story, you know, they have their own different ghost stories or things that have happened, like the tour guide to tell you spooky stuff that's happened to him personally, or old urban legends, or so on and so forth. But this one in particular, one of the friends in the group, he's a skeptic, and they like to single those guys out, and it's pretty interesting to see how quickly they can turn people's attitudes around. So anyway, my friend was kind of scoffing at some of these stories, and on the top floor, it seems to be the most active as far as paranormal stuff goes. So a lot of, you know, readings and things were caught on film, supposedly, and just overall unnerving things. People being pushed downstairs. It's pretty scary. But one of the biggest stories is that there's a room up there on the top floor where a nurse supposedly hung herself. She had an affair with the doctor, and she was pregnant, and, you know, there's a lot of conflicting information about what actually happened or, you know, how much of it is true or not, but the legend goes that a nurse unfortunately hung herself, and her spirit has remained and become quite the angry presence and likes to mess with people. And so we're up in that hallway right outside that room, and the tour guide tells my friend who had been scoffing a lot of the stories to go stand at the opposite end of the hallway towards where the door to the room that the nurse supposedly hung herself. So he goes down there, and he's, you know, it's dark. There's no lights on. They just have flashlights and your own cell phone to kind of light your way. And the tour guide says, give me your phone. So he keeps the guy's phone, and he shines his own light down the hallway so he can see where he's going, so he doesn't trip over anything. And he gets to the end of the hallway, and then he takes the light off of him, so you can't, you can barely see a silhouette of him, but you can't really see any other details. And within, oh, I don't know, 5 minutes, it gets freezing cold on that top floor. And all of a sudden, you can see, like, what looks like like people running across the hallway in front of my friend, and you can't see any detail of him at all anymore. And he starts getting a little uncomfortable. He's like, hey, you know what's going on? So my the tour guide takes his flashlight and he shines it back down the hallway. My friend, you can't see, like, at all. Like, you can't, you can barely make out his shoes. But there appears to be this, like, shadow that goes over him that covers him completely up. And it's not, like, a strong enough flashlight or beam to, like, blast whatever it was. But you can clearly tell that it wasn't a special effect. It wasn't a prop. Like, people weren't moving sheets in front of them. It wasn't people themselves running in front. It was like a moving, living shadow, it looked like. So the tour guide goes to take a picture of him with his cell phone, my friend's cell phone, and the cell phone dies immediately. It was at like 98%, dies instantly. So, of course, you know, he tells my friend, he's like, come on back down this way. He comes down, and he's got goosebumps the size of pimples on his arm. And, I mean, he is just shooken to his very core. We go to leave, and after the tour, we go to leave, and he's a, I guess you could say Roman Catholic, so a strong believer in very traditional Catholic beliefs. He goes to leave, and I noticed that he had taken a rosary from one of my other friends that went with us and was holding on to it and muttering several prayers. I mean, he was looked like he was going to throw up. So it was very, very spooky. It was, I mean, funny to see him so scared, but I would not want to be in his shoes because I'm not sure what exactly he saw on his end. He would never talk about it. And to this day, he doesn't want to talk about it. So to be able to tell these stories without fear of judgment is, you know, just a true blessing. It's really nice to get these things off of our chest. Everyone that's ever experienced anything paranormal. Thank you so much again, guys, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that one?
You know, maybe if I took a ghost tour of Waverly Hills, then maybe I would experience something paranormal because it does seem like everyone who goes there has some kind of experience.
Yeah.
That's a very active location from what everyone says. Mm-hmm. I've never been there. So that would make sense. He would take a ghost tour and have an experience like that.
Oh, without a doubt.
But he had two different ghost tours he had experiences on. That's pretty awesome, actually.
It is. Yeah. I wish I got some of that, you know?
I've never had anything.
No.
So you should feel good about that. Two different tours, two different experiences.
Double your pleasure, double your fun with Wrigley's Double Mint Gum.
You got your money's worth, yeah.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, if you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, our full archive, it's all there for you. Apple Podcasts, our premium channel, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Go check it out. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.